skies shall light the way, and blood shall spill over the wandering world. The spear of Cain shall call the wayfarers, and the storm prince shall unite them. Their victory shall shake the heavens. Orc hordes threaten to overrun planet Cyprus. Inquisitor Hold. Reinforcements were kept in high orbit and forbidden from landing upon the planet. Leaving the Knights of House Marlock on their own to defend against the rampage. Help arrived when the Blood Ravens descended from the sky. Their chapter master, Gabriel Angelos, defied the Inquisitor's blockade and came to the aid of House Varlock.
Brothers, rise! We have orcs to kill! For the Emperor!
The Inquisitor was not pleased.
If what you say is true, Captain Spire, a vast chaos fleet is massing for attack. Inquisitor Horst, are you sure of this man?
Maybe we should consider someone else.
Isn't this captain from a planet that rebelled against the Emperor's will?
Enough! His faith will be tested. Thoroughly.
For he is the salvation of mankind. Obey his words, for he will lead you to the light of the future.
Honor his servants, for they speak in his voice. Tremble before his majesty, for we all walk in his immortal shadow.
Let us begin. To be certain, the enemy we face is no ordinary foe.
I understand.
You are to be promoted to the rank of admiral and given command of a fleet.
I will not fail you, Inquisitor.
There is much to do and little time, Admiral Spire. I fear a storm coming to the Gothic sector. One we are not yet prepared to face.
Shooting at the pirate! long experience have I learned that underestimating the Greenskins is a fast route to the grave. Attack is the secret of defense. Defense is the planning of an attack. Lord Admiral Ravensburg believes that we can learn something of our enemy's strategy by infiltrating a Chaos Command ship recently identified by Inquisitor Horst's agents. I am to find this ship, board it, and bring back any clues I can find about the invaders' plans. Now is my chance to ensure their faith in me was not misplaced.
There are some amongst my Ordos who believe that to fight Chaos, one must understand it. Whatever secrets the Eye of Night holds, they are a danger to one's very soul. A moral threat of corruption, of darkness, of heresy. The mighty Imperial Navy has kept this relic out of Abaddon's hands. And in that victory, I see the salvation of the Sector and of myself.
Abaddon's ship, the Planet Killer, will haunt us for eternity.
For 10,000 years, the Imperium of Man has endured under the rule of the Immortal Emperor. The worlds of man are scattered across the galaxy, threatened by savage aliens. Heretics who defy the Emperor's will, and horrors lurking upon forgotten worlds. It is a time of endless war, selfless heroism, and blackest infamy.
I see fortresses in the stars. A circle of six, but they sleep yet, and must be awakened. Storms of chaos, gather your rivals around you. End discord and terror throughout 1,000 worlds. Abaddon the Despoiler, War Master of Chaos.
Riddles. What are the fortresses in the stars? Answer me or die now!
Stop this foolishness. I have consorted with creatures far more powerful than you.
Speak, crone, but I will remember your insolence.
Seek the hand of darkness. Take the eye of night. With these, the citadels will be yours to command. A chorus of a billion throats will cry your name in fear and hatred. The stars themselves will run red with blood. If you have the courage for it, War Master.
Inquisitor, with all respect, is Exterminatus the only solution?
Admiral Spire, it is said that heresy is like a tree. Its roots lie in darkness, while its leaves wave in the sun. You can prune away its branches, even cut the tree to the ground, but it will grow again. Ever stronger. Such is the nature of heresy, and why it is so difficult to destroy. Some may question my right to destroy a world of 10 billion souls. But those who truly understand realize that I have no right to let them live. No sacrifice is too great. No treachery too small.
The Eldar's arrogance knows no bounds, but we have repaid them for their insults in blood. No longer will the Eldar Corsairs attack our convoys or raid our systems. These aliens dare to try and manipulate us into their schemes. But we of the Imperial Navy are no one's puppet. With the Eldar threat destroyed, we can now focus our efforts on our deadliest enemy, Abaddon, the Despoiler. It is a sign of the dire threat facing the Gothic sector that the Imperial Navy would even consider an alliance with any alien. The Eldar are an arrogant and deceitful race, but it seems they are willing to assist us. We may yet be able to save the sector, but I dare not inquire why the Eldar have proposed this alliance. It is said that for any question asked of the Eldar, they return 3 answers, all of which are terrifying to comprehend. The Orc Horde is a beast. Destroy the head, the body dies. Without their war boss, the Orc ships become easy prey. One by one, we hunted them down, dispensing the Emperor's implacable wrath upon their Xenos vessels. Our attack scattered their ships, and the once fearsome green tide was silenced.
my ship is closest to the Blackstone fortresses. All power to the void shield. I will attempt to put an end to this madness. By my faith, may the light of the Emperor spread to the farthest star. By my duty, the galaxy will belong to the righteous. By my action, the Imperial Navy shall be honored and remembered upon Holy Terra. For the Emperor of Mankind, and for the Battle Fleet of the
the retreat order. The heroic sacrifice of Captain Abradol and the Flame of Purity have shut down the Blackstone fortresses. All remaining vessels, we have to board them and take control.
Great sacrifices had been made, and great heroes had confronted the challenge. Through the determination, courage, and loyalty of every man in the Navy, the war had been won. Billions of men had found death. Planets had been destroyed and galaxies threatened.
We stood as one. We are the defenders of humanity. We are the Emperor's blazing sword and the Imperium's crushing fist. Hundreds of billions of hands ready to die for our mission in the cold, unforgiving space. We are the Imperial Navy.
For 10,000 years, the Eye of Terror has spewed its ageless horrors into the galaxy, gnawing at the eternal glories of the Imperium, at the very soul of mankind itself. And for every one of those 10,000 years, the fortress world of Cadia has held the gate closed, an adamantium bastion, granted strength by flesh and bone, and seeded purpose by faith in the Emperor's holy light. But as the darkness grew ever deeper, and the blaze of the Astronomicon guttered like a wind-blown candle, the Eye of Terror pulsed, its baleful energy spilling anew across the stars. With a shriek that echoed through nightmares from Medusa to Ultramar, the Black Fleet slipped its moorings. An endless tide of heretics, traitors, demons, and madmen whose desperate fealty was given over to a single damned soul. Abaddon the Despoiler, inheritor of the arch-traitor Horus's reviled legacy. The 13th Black Crusade, herald to a fresh age of nightmare, had begun. Stalwart Cadia would be the first to feel its wrath.
A Blackstone fortress! Without our shields, that accursed hulk will scour Cadia clean!
Repairs to the null array are underway. We require only a matter of days.
The Magos asks for time. I have none to give. My wolves will buy all that he needs. Alert my battle barge to prepare for my arrival. By the Fang, I'll not die without a fight.
The demons from the dead man's out, looking at the barrel of a gun.
The orcs plague the whole galaxy from end to end with their ceaseless warring and strife. They are a warlike, crude, and highly aggressive green-skinned Xenos race, organized in a primitive and brutal society, rooted so deeply in war that peace is utterly incomprehensible to them. Their ships are often ill-kempt, unreliable rust buckets, kept in operation only by the constant effort of orc mech boys and their Gretchen slaves. Orc pirate attacks are brutally direct, with their ships rushing headlong towards their target, guns firing wildly as they come. They cannot be bargained with or bought, save with weapons that they will inevitably turn against those who try to bribe them. Orcs have a need for speed. Their ships commonly mount a plethora of thrusters, boosters, and extra drives, usually all wired up to a prominent red button in the cockpit.
The purpose of this relic may yet still be a mystery, but it is now secured and protected by sworn guardians of the Inquisition. The Emperor is with us, but we must remain watchful, for Abaddon's thirst for revenge will never be slaked. The relic is lost. The Despoiler has claimed it in his taloned grasp. I do not know what unholy purpose Abaddon has for the Hand of Darkness, but we can be assured that we now face an even greater challenge from the Chaos Fleets. We must regroup. We must gird ourselves in our hatred of the enemy and trust in the Emperor that he will not forsake the Gothic Sector in our darkest hour. And we cannot, must not, fail again.
The Eye of Night has fallen into the clutches of Abaddon the Despoiler. The relic and all its dark secrets belong to the enemy. And with that, I feel the Gothic Sector tremble. I fear that Abaddon's victory here seals defeat for the Imperial Navy. The Emperor protects. The only thing that the Imperial ship crews fear even more than traveling in the warp is traveling in the warp while there is a storm raging. The light of the Emperor's Astronomicon can no longer guide the navigators, and entire sectors can be isolated, preventing any help from afar. The chaos, at home in the distortion of reality, becomes an even greater threat. And even the most experienced navigators can only hope for a safe arrival at their destination. O eternal God Emperor, preserve us from the dangers of the void.
Sven Bloodhowl, stalwart of a brotherhood famed for their courage. But sometimes, courage is not enough.
Initialization failed. Null array inert. Insufficient power. Insufficient power. Rerouting. Reroute failed. Power surge. Processing. No data. Power building. Null array deploying.
Not through the bravery of Sven Bloodhound, nor the labors of Magus Clan, but through the intercession of a mysterious benefactor. But the respite was short-lived. As the cheers faded, traitor warships blackened the skies. The siege of Cadia Secundus had begun. The forces of the Despoiler came in numbers uncounted, but the walls of Casa Craft held. Even in that darkest of days, the flame of humanity's valor burned bright. With faith burning in their hearts, the defenders held the Chaos Hordes at bay, uncaring of the losses they bore in exchange. But flesh fails and faith flickers. With every bloody moment, Abaddon's forces drew closer to victory.
My name. What is my name? Of the Dark Gods. Mankind languishes in a tumultuous galaxy, its potential shackled by a corpse on a gilded throne. We must look to the past for our salvation. To the primal gods who shape all that is. Let there be war upon this false Imperium. Let the galaxy burn.
The Imperium of Man. A million worlds scattered across an uncaring galaxy. A million worlds forever under threat from the machinations of cursed traitors and perfidious Xenos. It is an empire consumed by war, by the very battle for survival itself. For there is no peace amongst the stars. The Space Marines, genetically modified warriors who know no fear, spearhead every counter-assault, taking the battle to the heart of the foe. From the smoke-wreathed horror of Adeptus Mechanicus Forge Worlds sail warships of fearsome potency, their weapons blessed by the Machine God, and their crews dedicated to the Omnisire's holy cause. The Schola Progenium mold callow flesh into leaders, officers of the Imperial Navy, the greatest fleet ever to span the stars. These heroes dedicate their life to the Imperium's defense, confronting the ceaseless threat of chaos wherever it manifests. The war against the dark gods and their worshippers is the eternal battle for the soul of mankind, for the future of the galaxy itself. It is the forge upon which true heroes are struck and legends tempered. Admiral Spire is one such legend, savior of the Gothic sector, vanquisher of Warmaster Abaddon's 12th Black Crusade. For centuries, he has been lost, trapped in the shifting tides of the Immaterium, while in pursuit of the hated foe. Such travails would drive an ordinary man to madness, or into the clutches of the very gods he once opposed. But Spire is no ordinary man, and his time is coming once more.
We're out. Praise the Emperor, but I can see the stars again. Receiving distress signals. The region's alive with them. According to the timestamps, Admiral, the year, it's 999 M41. We've been lost in the warp for over 800 years. And Cadia, the hymnals report that it's been destroyed, sir. There's a lot of confusion out there, sir. And Admiral, Cadia fell at Abaddon's hand.
Then we are returned not a moment too soon. Navigator, chart a course to the Cadian system. We may be an age too late to join the battle, but revenge is still within our grasp.
Warp engines online. Gela field holding.
This is Admiral Spire to all Imperial vessels. Rally at coordinates 154554. This isn't over.
With the Emperor's foremost son as Lord Commander of the Imperium, a new hope stirred. In the deepest eons of history, before mankind had even emerged from primordial ooze, the Necrontyr dominated the galaxy. But unity receded, even as the bounds of their domain expanded. Fearing the collapse of their civilization, the leaders of the Necrontyr assailed the Old Ones, seeking to wrest from them the secret of eternal life. The galaxy blazed with the fires of war. Too late, the Necrontyr realized the impossibility of victory. Thus they embraced damnation. The Star Gods, the Catan, walked amongst them, offering prized immortality and long-sought victory. So ended the Necrontyr of old. Betrayed by the ambition of Zarek, the Silent King, they were dragged in chains to the fires of biotransference, transmuted from fragile and radiation-cursed bodies to forms more suited for the ravages of war. Stripped of flesh, of mortality, even of their souls, the Necrontyr passed from history. Only the Necrons remained. Now enslaved to the will of the Catan, the Necrons at last altered the course of the war. Cosmic battle lines buckled and at last broke beneath a tide of immortal fury. As the last of the Old Ones fell, Zarek led what remained of his people in revolt against their Catan masters. The Star Gods were overthrown, shattered into shards, and forced to serve those they had once ruled. But centuries of war had taken their toll on both the Necrons and the galaxy. To preserve what remained of their empire, the Necrons retreated to colossal stasis tombs to sleep away millennia while their domain healed and their rivals passed into dust. Freed from the shackles of time, the passing millennia meant nothing to them. 60 million years have passed, and the ancient tombs are once more stirring to life. The Necrons, forgotten by all but the Eldari, are returning to claim what was theirs. They will abide no trespassers. With the awakening of their Pharion, Khefrek the Unbroken, the Neferu dynasty arises once more. Undying legions stir in the forgotten dirt of 100 worlds. The reconquest of the galaxy has begun.
Oh, Markon, let the legions die. Oh, Markon, unleash the power of the Neferu. Our worlds are infested. Scour them clean. This is my hour.